B'tachan falai shir 1770 yom shlishi b'shabbes parshas bamidbar. Today's shir has been generously sponsored as a schos for Yeshua. The schos of limud ha'Torah and chizik of all of the listeners should be'ezra Hashem send them a Yeshua b'kariv b'soich shar Yisrael. We are discussing smicha, depending on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we were elaborating recently on the concept that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the only one that's in control, and all of our hishtadlus essentially does nothing. Now, some of our listeners reached out with various questions. We just wanted to clarify one point that will hopefully answer these questions. There's no rule or regulation what level of bitachon a person can attain. Some people might not be comfortable feeling smicha. They might not be comfortable relying or feeling dependent that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to do what they want or need. They would rather just lean back and say, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is good, and I accept what the Ribbono Shel Olam does. And that's perfectly fine. Of course, a person wants to advance to higher levels, become more accustomed to the fact of how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and therefore train yourself to rely on Him. But there's nothing wrong with just being calm, having menuchas ha-nefesh, and understanding that whatever Hashem does is good. So if, for example, a person was trying to feel smicha, they were going through a difficulty, and they were trying to feel dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam is taking care of me, I forget about everybody else, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm totally dependent on Him, I'm leaning on Him, and then after an extended period of time, they chas v'shalom don't see the Yeshua. So instead of keeping to push, which might create stress and anxiety, we mention a person can fall back a little bit and say, okay, I'll take a break for 2 weeks, and now I'm going to develop the attitude of a lower level of bitachon, to feel that whatever Hashem does is good, or to be hopeful that the Ribbono Shel Olam will send the Yeshua, but not the intensity of smicha or techeles or any other higher level of bitachon. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. The main objective of bitachon is to have menuchas ha-nefesh. If you're going to strive for a higher level and you're not going to feel menuchas ha-nefesh, don't do it. Maintain your menuchas ha-nefesh in a lower level. We have to remember how the Chovos HaVavos starts off Shaar bitachon. He starts off by saying that the translation of bitachon is menuchas ha-nefesh. So everything we're discussing has to fall under the umbrella of menuchas ha-nefesh. And if you're not going to be calm and you're not going to be collected and you're going to be stressed, it's very nice that you want to try to get to Yeshua, so you're shooting for a very high level, but that's not bitachon. You're trying, but instead of forcing it, stay on a level that can operate for you, a level that you are comfortable with. Obviously, you're trying to grow, but in small steps, stay on that level, maintain that level, and maintain menuchas ha-nefesh. Will a higher level of bitachon bring a higher level of Yeshua? Yes, but if you're not holding there, then that's not your avodah right now. There's no mitzvah to stress yourself out because you're trying to get higher levels of bitachon. Maintain the lower level, that's your avodah, and Be'ezer Hashem, that will also send you the Yeshua. The point of these higher levels is an aspiration. We're trying to get there. We're working on getting there. But if we're losing our menuchas ha-nefesh, take a step back and maintain the lower level. Bitachon is about menuchas ha-nefesh. As long as you're maintaining your menuchas ha-nefesh, you're having bitachon, which is one of the greatest chusim to be zeichet to your Yeshua.